Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, December 1st, 2015. And with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm awesome, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
It's awesome to have you here. Also awesome, Brian Chaffin. How are you?
I'm good, man. Rock and roll.
That's great. Yeah. And yeah. And it's December 1st, so I'm assuming everyone knows what that means. It is the first day that you can buy the new Doctor Who Lego set. That's I'm assuming that's the key thing that everyone's taking away from today.
One can only assume.
That's one right. One could only assume.
Anyhow, I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes because I know everyone is just champing at the bit to go buy that kit. Anyhow,
why did you pick two guys who don't do Lego for the show where you mentioned that?
Because in my reality, everyone does Lego.
Oh, I see. All right,
we have quite a bit of Lego stuff in the house.
See, Brian, it's just you.
All right, fair enough.
Oh. I'm just not a Doctor Who guy, but that's different.
But you know, you're a Lego guy, so that's all right. Brian, I should send you a little Lego kit for Christmas.
I don't need more stuff.
Yeah, well,
the thought is like super appreciated, but just the idea of having more stuff at this point in my life,
then that would be really annoying.
Yeah. But thank you. I mean, that's actually a super kind thought. I'm sorry, that was probably the least gracious I have been publicly in a long time.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
So
I'm glad that I have Dave Hamilton on the show today. And as long as we're here, we should actually do like real topics. And I thought it would be interesting for us to weigh in on how we feel about AT&T raising the monthly fee that they're charging people that have unlimited data plans right now. And these unlimited data plans, for people that aren't familiar with them, came in or were included as part of the contract you got when you bought the original iPhone 7 years ago. And that plan cost $30 a month back then. And
$30 for the data.
Yes. The data plan.
And then you paid on top of that for minutes and texts.
Mm. Right. So, yeah, so it's the data plan part that AT&T is increasing the price of. And so starting in February, that $30 a month data package goes up to $35 a month.
So this is different from all of their other plans that have sort of changed and morphed since then, because plans now, most of them offer unlimited voice and text, and then you pay for the data that you're going to use.
Right.
So this is, and most people, I think many people have moved away from the unlimited data plans because for most people, it's quite a bit cheaper to use one of the plans that gives you unlimited text and voice, and then you just pay for the data that you're going to use.
Right. Yeah, that's the case for me. I gave up my unlimited data plan years ago. And it cost me less. I ended up with unlimited texts. I now have unlimited voice. And I also have tethering, which is something that I couldn't have with an unlimited data plan.
That's right. That was the big holdout from that because it was not available on the original iPhone. And so that was AT&T's prerogative to not roll that in retroactively when that came out. So the throttling has changed over the years. When AT&T's unlimited plan first came out, there was no official stance for them on throttling. It was just you can use as much data as you want. Of course, these were all edge phones, so
couldn't use that much anyhow.
You couldn't use that much. That's right. And as speeds have gotten faster, there has been a number at which AT&T will start throttling people, and it was very low for a while. It was in the single digit gigabytes range. Mm-hmm. 3 gigabytes was it for a while. I think it moved up to 5. And now they say it's at 22 gigabytes per month.
Right.
Which is quite generous. Yeah, you'd be – I don't want to say it's impossible to use 22 gigs. I mean, at my house on my cable modem connection, I use over a terabyte in November because I was doing a lot of backups. But mobile, it would be easy to use 20 gigs if you just didn't think about it, if you had an unlimited plan and didn't care when you used it. So right. That's
if you, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, if you start looking, the real question for anyone that's still on an unlimited plan is to take the price of that plan, which includes your minutes and your text. So whatever you're paying for your minutes and your text, and for some people it might be very, very minimal if they don't actually make any calls. For others, it might be substantial. But add that all up and then compare that with the actual data you use to a plan that's out there. And a lot of people I know will say, well, but someday I might eventually want to use more data. Yeah, go ahead and backtest that for yourself. Look at what the plans, if you had gone back even just a year and compare what you actually used and what that would have cost you with what you paid, chances are you overpaid like crazy over the past year because these minute plans tend to be pretty expensive when compared with the data unlimited or the minute unlimited data regulated plans. And you can take that money that you will save and put it in an account. And then when you need to use more data than you have on your capped plan, you can spend a little bit of that, but you'll still wind up with more in the end. That's what I did. And it was very obvious as soon as I started doing the math that, wow, I'm overpaying AT&T by a lot.
The thing is that a lot of people that I've talked to, and I was one of them until you kind of showed me the way, Dave, but they don't want to get rid of the unlimited plans they have because they think it's something they need.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is do the math and you'll figure out that even when you were on an unlimited plan and acted like you didn't care what data you used, you know, you still paid extra to have the privilege of having your plan called unlimited when in fact you would have done better if you had a limited data plan financially. And AT&T knows this. I mean, they're happy to let you have this, you know, security blanket of the word unlimited attached to your plan. They know how much you're using. You know, they know what your patterns are, and they are happy to jack it up another $5 a month for you to pay more than you should be for your plan. And I know that we're going to hear from some folks out there that say, no, look, I use, you know, hundreds of gigabytes a month. And that's great, but you're getting throttled at 22. So think about that too, right? Where, you know, the most you're getting out of this unlimited plan is 22 gigs before it really starts, the throttling really starts to kick in. I don't think the math works. I haven't done the math today with the new prices, but.
There are some people for whom the math will work.
There are those fringe cases. That's correct. Yeah. Yes. That's right. Yep.
Yeah,
but it's and that's why it's worth doing the math because right. you may find, hey, wow, it actually, you know what? Even with this $5 increase, even without the $5 increase over the last year, I've saved money. But chances are, it's worth answering that question for yourself because chances are having this unlimited plan has cost you a small fortune.
And on top of that, some of the new financing options, which make a ton of financial sense for everyone. Right, you know, if you can get 0% interest on financing for your device, you should probably consider it. But a lot of those new financing options are tied to not having unlimited data.
Yeah, that's true. The voice packages that go with this unlimited plan factor in a contract price. So you're actually paying for a phone that you may or may not need to be paying for every month in these prices too.
Yeah, that's a good point because once you have paid off the price of the phone, your monthly bill does not go down. You continue to pay that extra money to pay off a phone that you've already paid off.
There are lots of folks out there who will pay for 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Phone that they paid for in 2 years.
That's right. And AT&T is okay to let you do that.
Oh yeah, totally. They're down with that. Really.
Yeah, but they're not. I don't want to paint them in a bad light. They're okay if you want to make a decision that benefits AT&T financially. They will let you, but they are not they don't do anything to try and obscure their actual pricing from you. And in fact, they would rather. Yeah, but it's been a number of years, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to jump to a different carrier because you're upset at AT&T overcharging you. So, I mean, all you got to do is go to the website. They'll happily let you change and all of that stuff. It's very, very easy.
Yes, in the iPhone app, and I know it's on the website also, but in the iPhone app, I periodically go in and look at what the plans are, because what they do is they show you, here's what you're using, here's the other plans, here's how they compare.
Yep.
And then it tells you if you're on the plan that's costing you the least, or if there's something that might save you some money.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want you to leave. When we moved from our plans like this, I'll call them, the contract plans, to the mobile share. Now, you know, in my house, we've got multiple people on the same thing, so it's all part of a multi-phone account. When we moved, all of our contracts were erased. So as of that day, we would have been able to trade all of our phones, and even the ones that, you know, were under, you know, we're only 6 months into a 2-year contract at that point. They just wiped all the contracts out and said, yep, go to this plan. And because they knew that T-Mobile would pay me to buy us out of those contracts, so they'd rather just do it themselves. And guess what? They didn't lose us.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate goal. They don't want to lose us.
They want the monthly recurring revenue. That's right. Yep.
Now, I'm sure that some people are looking at their data plan, their unlimited data plan, as something that they need to hold on to just for the principle of the thing. And I'm waiting to see what sort of backlash AT&T gets from those people.
Yeah. I mean, again, if your reasons for holding on to the plan are not financial, then that's okay. But listen, we all make decisions for lots of reasons. And I'm not going to tell you that, you know, if your reasons are anything other than financial, I'm not going to tell you that's a bad idea or stupid.
This is classic Dave, though.
Right. It's just how it is. But if you tell yourself that the reasons you hold on to your unlimited plan are financial, then you owe it to yourself to just go and do the math. And either confirm that or refute it. And if you refute it, then it makes it easy to change.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. So, listeners, I'm curious, what do you think? Bad move on AT&T's part, raising the unlimited data plan price, or is it just business? Let me know. You can shoot me messages on Twitter. That would be TMO Daily. You can send me emails, observations@macobserver.com, and you can leave comments in the show notes. I want to hear what you think.
You can also see Jeff's pretty mug on YouTube.
That's true. And Brian, it's like you read my mind. You knew where I was going.
I did, but it's because you told me.
Okay, yes, there is that. So, we've started putting up more video content on Mac Observer. And right now we have some tips. We have a couple of video reviews and more coming. And they've been fun to do. And I'm now going to ask for more feedback from you, dear listeners, and hopefully viewers. What do you want to see us covering with video?
Yeah.
Yeah, because right now what we're covering are the things that we're finding interesting, which hopefully you're finding interesting. But if there are other things that you'd like to see on video, well, then let us know so we can make those videos too. And right now we have, what was the review? It was the Apple Pencil review. That one was actually really fun to do because I had to really think about how can I show people this pencil in a way that makes sense, where it's not just, hey, watch me draw. And so what we came up with was a video that shows you what the pencil can actually do. And I thought that was a lot more compelling than just simply writing words about it. So you guys need to check that out. I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes. And yeah, if there's other things you want to see, let us know. Okay. I think that we've hit about everything we need to cover today. So
I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. Brian, you good?
Sure.
All right, then we'll roll with it. Dave, thank you for being here today. It's always awesome to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. This is fun as always.
Yeah, it is fun. Brian, thank you for being here. It's awesome to have you on.
Likewise.
Even though you're just not all hip on the Lego thing.
Yeah, or gracious about it.
And yet, I still love you.
Aww.
Yeah. Listeners, thank you for being here today. It's always great to have you along for the ride. And please send me your feedback because I'm really interested to hear your thoughts. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.